Well, good morning to you. I want to welcome you back to the God School. We work hard trying to deliver the Word of God to God's children, to deliver the gospel to those who are being saved, for it is the power of God unto salvation. When it, that is the Word of God, not only is delivered, but is received, there is supposed to be a response. Now, I don't know all that's going on in all of your lives. I know this, that there have not been many responses to that which is being delivered. And I will remind all of you again, I want to hear from you. If you've received this message, I appreciate that. If you have ears to hear, you are giving thanks to God. And God likes it. But this teacher also needs to hear a response, because I like it too. A word to the wise is sufficient. So, as I'm attempting to come up with a message this week, and that's kind of foolish to say, you know, as I was trying, I could speak from now till Jesus comes and never run out of messages. I just wanted to find a truth in God's Word that, again, might not only affect me, but might affect you also. And so I did a quick study on the word light as used in portions of Scripture. And the first verse that light is referenced is found in the third verse of the first book of the Bible, Genesis. It says, And God said, let there be light. And there was light. Now, you know, to all the fools that reject the truth of God's word, from the mouth of an unscientific, supposedly, man, Moses, to whom the writings of the Pentateuch, the first of which, first book of which is Genesis, the first thing after God created the heavens and the earth became a waste and a desolation, the first thing God does is create light. And all science knows without light, there is no life. Light, an essential element of life. And it goes on to say, and God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. You want to know why the Jewish day begins at sundown? There it is, right there. In the fifth verse of Genesis 1, the evening and the morning were the first day. Excuse me. And the 15th verse of the same chapter says, and let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And we go on in Genesis and it says, and God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. And he made the stars also. I want you to go out and look at the evening sky and understand how limited our vision is of God, because we, through the creativity of man, are able to look beyond this galaxy to galaxies untold. And it says, and he made the stars also. Oh, folks, we are part of something big. And it goes on in verse 17, and God sent them in the, set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And 18 says, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. Another place we find this word light is in the 35th chapter of Exodus, the 6th verse. And it says, oil for light, spices for anointing, and for sweet incense. Another place we find is in the book of the prophet Micah. In the 7th chapter, the 8th verse, and it says, rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. When I fall, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. If we went on to read, it says, I will bear the indignation of the Lord because I have sinned against him. Until he plead my cause and execute judgment for me, he will bring me forth to the light, and I shall behold his righteousness. It says here, God needs to plead our cause and execute judgment. Where and on whom did he do this? We know. It was upon his own son, Jesus Christ. Who took upon himself our sins, who became a curse for us, that we might become the sons of God. I want to speak now out of the New Testament in reference to this word life or light. We find it referenced in the Gospel of John in the 1st chapter as John is describing Jesus. He says in the 4th verse, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness comprehends it not. Now, speaking of John the Baptist, it says in the 7th verse of the same chapter, the same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might, King James says, believe. Y'all know you should change that word to faith. And faith is grabbing hold of the promises and making them yours, because all the promises of God in him, that is in Jesus, are yea, and in him, amen. it continues, speaking of John in the 8th verse, it says of John, he was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light, that is Jesus, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. In the 3rd chapter, the 21st verse, it says, but he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be manifest, that they are wrought in God. I had a little trouble with that verse, and I went to look at other translations, and I found a translation, I believe it's in the Christian Study Bible. It says of that John 3:21, but anyone who lives by the truth comes to the light so that his works may be shown to be accomplished by God. I'm pausing. I hope the truth of that verse hit you like a burst of light. Anyone who lives by the truth, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Who comes to the light Anyone who lives by the truth comes to the light so that his works may be shown to be accomplished by God. Even Jesus said the works he did were the works of God. In the 8th chapter of John, the 12th verse, it says, then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. In the Epistle to the Colossians, we read, and I'm going to read it and then go back and hopefully give some proper exegete. Beginning in the 11th verse of the first chapter, it says, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience, cross that word out, it's endurance, long-suffering, with joyfulness. And if you remember, a basis for joy is the understanding that we are in good hands, we are in God's hands, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Whew. who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Another translation could say, giving thanks unto the Father, which has qualified, which having qualified us. Dr. Scott translates these 12th and 13th verses saying, having made you fit for the part of the lot of the saints in light, and rescue, and having rescued us for himself, middle voice of that word translated in your King James Bible, delivered, having rescued us for himself out of the authority of darkness, and has transferred us, moved from one place to another, and the other is into the kingdom of the Son, of the love of him. I just want to point one other little nuance that comes out as we dig into these verses. So many, at least in the New Testament times, the word translated light is, the Greek word is phos, P-H-O-S. Where it says, and having qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, the Greek says, in the light. The same as Jesus said, I am the light. All praise and glory to God for what he is, what he has done, what he is doing, and what he will do . I want to go to a parable to close out this morning's message. 25th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew, it says, then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. You remember the verse, oil for light? But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. And while the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight, there was a cry made, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him." Then all the virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. They lit them. And the foolish said unto the wise, "Give us your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise answered and said, "Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves." And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. And they that were ready went in with him to the marriage. And the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he answered and said, "Truly I say unto you, I know you not." I'm pausing. The messenger of God has the obligation to deliver the whole message. I don't do much teaching on this part. I try to emphasize the positive, but I'm obligated to tell the whole story. And the door was shut. And afterward also came the other virgin, saying, "Lord, Lord, open us." And he said unto, but he answered and said, "Verily I say unto you, I know you not." The admonition is, watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. In that parable, there is a reference to the 12th chapter of the Gospel of Luke. It references the 35th verse. I want to include the verse before it. And I'm speaking to those who have their citizenship in heaven through the calling of God, through the choosing of God for himself, through the rescuing of God for himself. Jesus said, "For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." Let your loins be girded about. Ephesians 6, 14 says, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. Jesus said, your word, Father, is truth. Gird yourself about with the word of God, and your lights burning, and that also is oil for life. And that through His Holy Spirit, always oil. The symbol for God's Holy Spirit. Keep in faith that you might receive. I'm speaking to myself also. We must keep in faith that we might receive the inheritance of the saints in light. And that's the God School for today.